when we were having trouble, they said if he was more edgy, if he pushed the players harder, they would win.
How did you respond?
I wasn't trying to satisfy the critics. I was trying to satisfy the Lord and my employers. And I always tell my boss, you're going to get everything that I've got. We're going to win for you, but I'm going to do it my way.
You often remind your team that football isn't the most important thing. You want them to keep their families a priority. Pastors would agree with you, football isn't the most important thing. But ministry isn't football.
Because they've answered God's call.
Right. How should a pastor think about the call to serve God and his family?
Pastors have to look at it like everyone else does. My calling for 28 years was to honor the Lord through football. I felt like I was doing God's work on the football field, but I still had to temper that with my calling to honor God with my family, my church, and my spiritual walk. So pastors have to do the same thing and be careful not to get so submerged in one aspect of God's call that they ignore everything else.
That requires setting some boundaries for yourself and your staff. What did that look like for you as a leader?
Well, first, it meant praying about the schedule. I passed the schedule out the first of the year, and I told everyone, believe me, when we're off, I'm not going to be here, so you don't have to be here either. Everyone was expected to get their work done, but I monitored guys to make sure they weren't coming in too early and staying too late. When that happened, I'd encourage them to go home. Second, I made it clear that the door is always open to family. When kids were out of school, I told the staff their families could come to the office. When I went to Indianapolis, we had some people from the last staff who weren't sure I was serious about that policy. Then one day we were in a staff meeting and there was a crash and the noise of people running through the hall. Some of the coaches cringed and said, "What's that?" One of my long-term guys said, "Oh, that's the Dungy kids." Then everyone knew I was serious about welcoming kids into the office.
What does ambition and calling look like for you now that you're off the field?
During the last 3 or 4 years I was coaching, I had ambitions to be home more. I also wanted to be involved with young people, high school students, inmates, and those re-entering society.
What role does your church have in these new projects?
Being more involved in my church was one of my reasons for getting out of coaching. During the football season, you're away from church for 6 months. I always wanted to be involved with projects inside and outside the church. I think the most important thing is mentoring people in our church. But then we've got to take that outside our walls. If we've got 300 members in our church and everybody's doing fine, but we're not having any impact on the community around us, it's not what the church is all about. So how can we motivate young